With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and now we're talking with Swampscott High School hockey coach Gino Fea. And coach, welcome back, and happy new year to you. You survived the last couple of weeks with all the everything that goes on with kids and the holidays?
Yes, I did, and thanks for having me on, Rick, and happy new year to you as well.
Oh, thank you. I tell you, it's great. The holidays go by so fast and so much happens, it's hard for Bill and me to keep up with this stuff, but we love doing it, and we appreciate when you guys can fit us in. When we talked last, Coach, we talked about going into the season with a couple of teams that are on the rebound, including Beverly and Rockport, and you opened up the season with Beverly, and it looks like they gave you a bit of a test, and since then they've gone on to win another game, and they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, Beverly. They're up and coming. They're a good team. They play fast. They play hard. So you know, they were a challenge for us, as was Rockport, who always plays us tough.
Mm-hmm. Now, goals have been hard to come by. As I look at the conference, in fact, both of the conferences, Cape Ann League and the Northeastern Conference, and the top goal scoring team is Masco. With 25 goals in 7 games, and that's not a lot of goals considering. So your guys have played excellent defense. And let's start there, Coach. Tell me a little bit about the overall team defense and getting your record to where it is at this moment.
Well, that was one of the things we kind of talked about that we needed to improve on this year, team defense. And that's top in goal right now. Sophomore Dom Popolato has been playing for us. As Jason Buffard, our senior goalie, has been out injured. And he's been on fire all year long. He hasn't had a weak game yet, a weak goal against. He's just been tremendous. And then our 4D have all been solid. Senior Captain Quinn Hitchcock, senior Frankie Popolato, and senior Ben Peloso, along with sophomore Jason Rothwell, and then we have kind of a swingman, Joey Pilot, either plays forward or D for us, wherever we need him. And they've all been solid, as have the forwards. Everyone's, you know, concentrating on Team D, and, you know, we're blocking shots, we're defending, we're just going out and playing tough.
Yeah, and you know, the highest scoring game was 5-1 over Everett / Revere, but everything else close. And now that, as a coach, that it probably gives you heart attacks in these close games. But it also, it looks to me like your self-discipline is pretty good. You guys have got to pretty much stay out of the penalty box in these close games.
Yeah, I mean, we only skate 10, 11 guys to begin with. And, you know, we try to stay out of the box. We try to be disciplined. You know, just because of the numbers that we're running with, but you know, we're a pretty disciplined team, and the guys have been, you know, buying in and playing hard. So far, so good.
All right, looking at your schedule now, huge game against Masconomet. They're up in Division II, and they're off to a great start in the NEC. They've scored 25 goals, but they've also given up 23. So they've been in a lot of close games. And what do you look for in a game like that with Masco? Because they do have numbers.
Again, it's kind of like our last game with Essex Tech. They're both high-powered offenses, and we can't kind of run and gun with these guys. We got to play good defense. We got to try to keep it a low-scoring game. In the past, we haven't been able to win those games or keep games close and tight. And this year, we're tightening things up defensively. And again, like I said, Dom's playing really well in goal. But, you know, we just got to kind of keep it close and then take advantage of any of our opportunities we're able to cash in on as we get some speedy forwards and some skilled guys that can put the puck in the net. So we expect it to be a battle. I mean, this is they're one of the top teams in D2.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this will be a tough test for us.
You know, finally, Gino, I know some coaches hate ties and other coaches welcome them, but when you play, as you say, a school that has numbers like Essex Tech does, what was the ebb and flow of that game, and how did your team feel after that game?
Well, we tied it up late in the third, so it was a big tie for us to get a point, especially with this new overtime rule. I mean, you lose, you don't get any points. So we'll settle for the tie in that game. I mean, they're a team, and that was a big, tough challenge for us. But big point for us.
Mm-hmm. How does the OT work? Is it mandatory that you play overtime if it's a tie at the end of regulation?
Yeah, so you go 4-on-4 for 5 minutes.
Okay.
And if there's no score after that, the game ends in a tie.
All right, and my belief and feeling is that the coaches want that 1 point. They want that, and the extra point if you end up winning the game.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But we're not like the NHL where you get that guaranteed 1 point.
Right.
That's the only thing that's not good about the OT in high school hockey.
All right, finally, Coach, going up to Haverhill, what's it like going up there for the boys?
We're used to it. I mean, we're on the road most of the time the past number of years. I think we got 13 away games, so just another bus trip for us and try to get focused in and ready to do battle.
Okay, and then you got another road trip on Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, we got a tough stretch coming up. We get Somerville coming up, then we get another road game against Lexington we're finally home against Winthrop. So we got a tough little stretch coming up, which will test us and see where we're at.
Sounds like a great start, Coach, and a great challenge for you guys. Gino, thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk again very soon. Good luck on Wednesday evening.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Coach. Take care. Yep, bye-bye. That is Gino Fea, the Swampscott High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.